They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Bankruptcy starts here.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This morning in New York, a bankruptcy judge will begin hearing the case of Chrysler. The carmaker filed for Chapter 11 yesterday. The White House wants a quick surgical procedure, but a group of Chrysler's lenders says it will object to the government's plan for erasing the company's debt. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports General Motors is watching all of this and might be seeing its future.
GM is dealing with the same kinds of problems Chrysler was, though on a much larger scale, getting bondholders to forgive debt in exchange for stock. Larry Klabina, the manager of a fund that owns GM bonds, says the message of Chrysler's move is this: the specter of bankruptcy isn't just a bargaining ploy.
There's no doubt the threat is real. The outcome could be the same. And that if you don't want that outcome, you better negotiate and come to a deal.
Joseph Philippi of Auto Trends Consulting says Chrysler's bankruptcy is also a trial run to see how its nationwide network of dealers and suppliers holds up.
And that could very well result in an appreciable number of suppliers and or ancillary businesses in these factory towns going out of business.
And remember, many of those same suppliers provide parts for GM cars, so the effects could be felt even if there is no GM bankruptcy filing. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Swiss banking giant UBS is fighting the IRS. The IRS wants to force the bank to rat out thousands of account holders who might be using Swiss bank secrecy to hide their income. Now UBS is asking a Miami federal judge to deny that petition. The bank says turning over those names would violate Swiss law and undermine international relations. Today marks the five-year anniversary of the single largest expansion of the European Union. Eight countries in Central and Eastern Europe and two in the Mediterranean joined the EU in 2004. As Christopher Wirth reports, the global economic fallout has killed the celebratory mood.
EU officials are trying to put a bright face on the five-year mark. They just released a report that says the mass exodus of workers from east to west boosted EU GDP by $65 billion and projects that could double by 2020. But since last fall, the flow of migrants has slowed to a standstill. Eastern Europe has been among the hardest hit in the global downturn. Katinka Barish at the Center for European Reform says the crisis hasn't provided the type of stability many countries had hoped for.
The reason why these countries are now so vulnerable is because they've integrated so fast into the EU. Now they feel kind of helpless because they have no control over their own economies.
The IMF has deployed billions in emergency loans to countries like Hungary and Poland. Nonetheless, many more countries wait at Europe's door, including the Western Balkans and Turkey. Albania filed its paperwork on Tuesday, and Iceland could start the process as early as this summer. In London, this is Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Across Europe and Asia, most stock exchanges were closed today for May Day. London's FTSE index is up less than a point. Japan's stock market rose to a four-month high today. The declining yen is good for exporters, and corporate earnings have been decent. Yesterday, the Dow lost 17 points and closed at 8,168. For the month of April, the Dow was up a vigorous 7.4%. More than 50 million retirees will see some government stimulus this month. The $250 checks are part of the economic stimulus package passed in February. They go to people who receive Social Security or supplemental security income or railroad retirement or veterans disability benefits. The government says these payments will inject more than $13 billion into the economy and help folks meet everyday living expenses.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. and by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
If you've got a tween in your house, you'll want to know that Disney has new designs on his or her allowance money. That band of singing siblings, the Jonas Brothers, will premiere their new sitcom tomorrow on the Disney Channel. Jennifer Collins reports this is not just a TV show, it's a marketing blitzkrieg.
In the Jonas Brothers' new show, Nick, Kevin, and Joe are just regular guys with regular problems that they sing about. Disney's banking on TV romances like that to drive real girls crazy, which in turn will drive them to Jonas Brothers movies, concerts, and merchandise, and give Disney another teen money-making machine. Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana, is still in the fold. But with High School Musical heartthrob Zac Efron growing up, Disney needs to fill the pipeline. Jason Squire is a film professor at the University of Southern California. He says Disney's got the formula down.
The smart people at Disney position the Jonas Brothers in a series of exposures on different platforms. Each platform represents a new layer of potential customers and revenue.
Customers like 11-year-old Kyla Giron. She's got a Joe Bros poster.
So, like, they signed it.
And one of her friends.
Like, she has, like, a whole outfit. Like, everything of them. Like, a headband with their, like, faces on it.
But so far, the Jonas Brothers are no Hannah Montana. Their movie, a 3D concert, brought in $12 million in the opening weekend. That's only a third of what the company was expecting, and way out of Hannah's range.
Nobody really knows that there is going to be a devoted following of viewers on the Disney Channel to watch the Jonas Brothers.
Kyla Giron says she's waiting to see if the Jonas Brothers can act. Then she'll commit. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Fluffy TV is big business here in L.A., so this latest news hurts. The game show Deal or No Deal is abandoning California and moving to Connecticut for tax incentives. Connecticut's offering 30% tax credits for TV shows and films. Jerry Springer, Maury Povich, they're also going east. Good luck, fellas. Connecticut is going to be rainy and cool today. I think I'll go to the beach in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.